you got to worry more about him getting outside your pocket than Trent. I mean, Trent's more of a pocket guy.
He's a great player, great guy. I'm really sorry that he got injured. I really am.
Yeah, sure.
But this guy's talented. They won't miss a beat. He's part of their system. They developed the system, and they're not going to miss a beat. I mean, they step in and go.
Sure. So you don't expect them to change anything?
Nothing.
Really?
They won't miss a beat. They really didn't when he won the game. I mean, he did fine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. How much do they miss Rolfe in the running game?
Well, I think anybody would miss him. Yeah. You know, he's such a dominant guy, you know, the great player. I think he's one of the, you know, he was eventually been up one of the great tackles to ever play the game. You know, he's a great trainer. To say you wouldn't miss him is, I think, silly. But they've got three good athletes that are working there.
Right.
Okay, and I think they're just in the process of finding the right two. And they're all talented, they're all good, and they're all working even reps. So I think it's probably strengthened them because they're rotating now. You know, they're rotating guys. Yeah. But to say you wouldn't miss him, he's one of the great players. You know?
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean, he was blocking for another great player, Larry Johnson.
Yeah.
What is unique about him? It makes him so good. I mean,
it's hard to describe what makes these guys good.
Yeah.
He's got like an innate sense of where the cracks are.
Sure.
And he's got tremendous acceleration when he sees it with a big body. So he runs through tackles.
Yeah.
More than anybody I've seen, he runs through tackles. But he's a really talented guy. And, he's impressive to watch him. I mean, he's an impressive competitor. He blocks. He does it all. And so I'm really impressed with him. He's really good. He hurt us big time.
Yeah, I was going to say. Mm-hmm.
Is it easy to convey what Huber can do to your defense? Because he has won in this game before, back with Miami a few years ago.
Well, I'm not, you know, like I said, everybody makes a deal. This guy is part of the Kansas City system. He's talented. He's been around. He knows what's going on. He's not going to be nervous. He's not going to be shaken. He's played. He knows. So they will move with, like, nothing will happen. They will. Yeah, he knows exactly what's going on. So I think to say anything different, nothing's different. You know, they just got a different number back there. And it's a trap, you know, it's really a shame what happened to Trent Green. It's too bad it was accidental. But to see a class act like that, take a hit like that, is, you know, it's too bad. He's a great guy.
I know Herm had some comments in the paper today about how people were questioning they were being conservative and such. But they threw more than they ran the ball. Do you expect, because they have a backup, that it's going to be back to old business, that they don't want to put the pressure on the backup quarterback?
I don't know about that. I don't know how they think. I just know what they do. You know, they're really, the running back is a great player. The offensive line is a great group. I mean, they're really good. And it's they scare me always. You know that. I mean, they're really talented. I mean, if you don't play at the top level, you're in big trouble. And they're going to move and shift, and they're going to make it tough. So, you know, they're good at it. They've been doing it for I don't know how many years now. But ever since I've been here, they've been the same. And this is a test. Yeah, this is way. This is AFC West. This is Kansas City Chiefs, man. This is a big time football game. So you got to get ready to go.
Larry, this guy hasn't played in 5 years. It would make sense on the surface, maybe try and blitz him and unsettle him as much as you can. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. You know why? Well, I guess it does. You know? Except I know the kid. I know how mobile he is, and I know his background. I know where he's been. So sometimes what you think may not always be the truth. You know their system. He's part of their system. I don't think that's what people don't understand. I mean, he's part of that system, so he's going to know how to operate. He's not a bone-faced rookie. I mean, he knows what to do. He knows how to operate, and I really think that he doesn't make any difference. I just have great respect, like I said, for the other guy. I think he's a great guy, and I'm really sorry that he had to take a lick. I mean, he's a great man, and he's a great quarterback, and I'm not BSing him. He's a great guy. Too bad.
Does part of you have to, you know, let your players know that this guy can be equally as dangerous?
You just tell them the truth, that's all. You don't try to BS anybody. I mean, I understand all what everybody's saying about the time you had played in this many years and all that, but you also understand the facts of the NFL, you know, and he's an NFL player. He's been in this system. He knows what he's doing, so it's not like that they're going to fall over and die.
What'd you take away from your performance defensively in the opener? I mean, obviously, red zone, something you got proud of, but overall, what were your thoughts?
I thought we played really good football, solid football. We played fast. Always against the back, like we played against, there's going to be some tackling issues. We had a couple times where we didn't do as well. But we played really fast, really hard, and with a really positive attitude. But I think we can draw from that. You never want to say negative, but we didn't turn the ball over. They turned it over 5, and that's a win. It always comes down to turnovers. And that bothers me about Kansas City because they've done a great job with turnovers. They preach turnovers. And you got to match them. You got to make plays.
Were you pleased with the front four, the pressure it got, especially as the game went on Sunday?
I thought everybody played well, but our front four stepped up and played well, yeah. We expected them to. They worked their butt off, and they busted their butt. So it was just a result of their hard work and their coaches working with them. That's what it was.